You've had a really difficult time in the budget process. Not you particularly, but everyone has. So tell me a little bit about what it's been like.
Well, it's been very difficult, as you mentioned, primarily because it was such a devastating shock for us when we saw the revenue projections drop. We were in LFC in December, and between December and early January, it dropped over $200 million. And then from the point it moved from House Appropriations over to Senate Finance, it had even dropped further in terms of our revenue projections. As you know, we're not allowed to deficit spend, which means that our spending and our revenue projections need to be equal. And we've had a hard time doing that. So we've had to sand, we've had to adjust, we've had to not allow for new programming, things like that.
Were you content with what the Senate did? There was an explanation that came from the Senate a day or so ago. Were you happy with that?
Well, I'm not happy about the budget in general. I'm going to vote for concurrence. But I know what kind of situation they're in. They've got the gross receipts numbers also after the bill left the House and went over to the Senate. And certainly gross receipts revenue hadn't been anywhere near where we thought it was going to be. So because we're having to spend almost $400 million just to keep this year's budget intact for FY16, and we've only got a few months left in this fiscal year, I'm very concerned. And we have allowed in the bill the governor the opportunity to shave even further. I think it's about $31 million if necessary.
You talked in the committee about some concerns about what's going to happen next year, about a big hole being left.
Yes, we will. We'll have a hole left. I mean, we're using non-reoccurring money and sweeps to fill reoccurring expenses. We have a responsibility of close to $88 million to fulfill our responsibility with Medicaid. Plus, we've got about an $80 million hole on top of that. So we're looking at $160 million if our revenue projections don't increase.
And they're not expected to increase, are they? Or that seemed to be what you were implying.
Well, what my concern is that we're not allowed to do any revenue enhancement, and that's what I'm talking about. There's things that we could have done that would not have been detrimental in terms of raising taxes. We could have delayed certain tax credits, things like that, that would have been fairly easy and would have helped our revenue picture. Unfortunately, we couldn't get that through.
Senator Smith almost dared the committee to do a number of things that he proposed, and he said he already had the legislation, but nothing happened after that.
Well, I think if you don't think you can get it through the second chamber, there's no point in trying to drag everybody through something like that. I mean, it's been hard enough to try to agree on sanding and agree on cuts and alterations in agency budgets, but then when you start talking about changing tax issues, and you know you can't get it through the other chamber, there's no point in pursuing it.
But he said he could get it through the Senate. Do you mean the Senate?
I mean the House. I mean, the bill has to come over to us.
Okay.
And if you don't have cooperation with our leadership, it's for naught.
Okay. If the revenue keeps on going down, then there's certain things, then you may have to come back in session or something might have to be done. But I had the feeling that you were sort of setting it up so the governor would have to do something about enhancing revenue.
I think so. I think now she's going to have an opportunity to cut where she thinks, I mean, things need to be cut. And that can only go so far. And I would anticipate that there'll be some suggestions for revenue enhancement.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for asking
doing
me.
It.